Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am your host. I am Chris Lorton, and we have my guest today is Melissa McAdams. Welcome, Melissa.
Thank you.
Yes, and Melissa, you are the store manager of Farm and Home Supply here in Jerseyville.
Yes, I am.
Yes. And is that a lot of fun, being a store manager?
It is. It is. It's yeah. There's a lot going on all the time, and I stay pretty busy with it.
You got a lot of people working there.
We do. We do. Probably right around 50.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Now, Melissa, did you grow up here in Jersey?
I moved to Jerseyville when I was around 15. Before that, I lived in Ferguson, Missouri. Parents moved here and to have a, you know.
What'd your mom and dad do in Ferguson?
My dad owned a small business. It was like a delivery service where he picked up parts all over St. Louis and sometimes from the airport and would deliver them to businesses. He was in business with a couple other gentlemen there. Uh-huh. And
how about your mom? What'd she do?
She's worked with him also, actually. Okay. They kind of developed that business together.
Did you help in the business?
Nope. I was too young. I rode along sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have any brothers and sisters?
I have two brothers. Yep. One works in a flooring company, and he travels all over the states. And my other brother lives in Carrollton, and he...
Does anybody still live in Ferguson?
No. No
Everybody
family.
Moved out?
Yep. No family left in there.
Okay. So you came here when you were 15.
15.
Yes. What was that like coming from Ferguson to Jerseyville?
It was tough.
It was?
Yeah. I had grown up with the same set of friends all that time and then, you know, came to Jerseyville, and it was a very tight-knit community. I kind of got in and...
Now, why did your parents pick Jerseyville?
I think it was... Funny enough, I think it was due to just what everybody here already knows. It was not in the city, but close enough. And it was a smaller, you know, community that was focused more on, you know, just being a tight-knit community. And
did your dad and mom, when they moved here, what job did they go to? Did they still do the same work back in Ferguson, or did they get a new job?
My dad actually started working at a couple different spots. He worked at a Robinson Steel, and then he also worked at the rock quarry in Kane.
Okay.
And then my mom, she worked at EMI in Jacksonville before they closed. Mm-hmm. And she worked there for about 10 or 12 years, and then she worked as a cashier at Kroger in Carrollton before they closed.
And when you came to Jerseyville, now you know a lot of people. When you came here, how did people treat you good? Did the kids treat you good? Or were you like an outsider? Was it hard getting accepted? What was it like?
It was tough. It was tough. Everybody had already grown up here. You know, they already made their friends and their little circles. You know, 15's a tough age
for
girls.
For girls or boys.
It doesn't matter. Of course.
It's a tough age. Gosh.
But... It didn't take long. I got in with kids and
who's your best friend, your good friend right off the bat? Do you remember?
Probably one of my first good best friends would probably be Katie Shell.
Katie Shell.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then from there, I mean, she connected to the Shell family, the one with the 13 kids?
No.
No.
But I do know that family now well.
There's a bunch of Shells.
Yes,
right?
there's Shells.
Yeah, once you got into that family, shoot.
Yeah.
You were connected.
They're a great family, yes. All the Shells.
So you ended up, you said for the interview, you said you went to McMurray for a little while?
Yeah, to Jacksonville.
You were wanting to teach?
I did. I wanted to go into elementary ed because that just seemed like the thing that... I felt the most comfortable doing, and I guess if you want to say I had a passion for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you ended up changing, right? Did you ever teach?
Nope. I got real close. All I had left to do was student teaching. That was the only thing left. I'd taken all the classes. I think I had one more state test to complete, And that was it. So I got to the very, very end of everything.
And that was time to change.
It was, yeah, was right? When else?
So then what happened?
What
made you change? Well, how can you say, okay, I don't think I want to do teaching now.
Right. I don't know. I think at that time, I was looking for something day to day, obviously part time. That was something I needed to, had to pay bills. So all I was right. looking for a job.
Yeah. And where'd you end up?
I ended up at Farm and Home
Supply. Here in Jerseyville?
Here in Jerseyville, yeah.
Yeah? And what'd you start off doing there?
Well,
you worked your way right up to the top, didn't you?
Didn't I? just like that.
The American spirit.
Right there. Right. I started working there, and I did a few things. The store was half the size as it is today. So we're talking like, I was a cashier one day, maybe I'd help out in clothing and maybe I would help, work in pets or something, just didn't even really think much of it and just jumped in and, just kind of started my way there.
Did you end up creating some good friends at Farm and Home?
Yeah. Family more so now, if you want to call it that. They were upgraded from friends to family now at this point. So many people throughout the time that I worked there have become friends and then became family. And it's when you're there for 22 years this May.
Congratulations.
Thank you. There's, I've made a ton of friends and you talk about hundreds of people that I have came encountered with in terms of employees, it's a lot.
The folks that work at Farm and Home Supply, what kind of folks come to work there? What do you have? What variety do you have? Or is it pretty narrowed down, certain type of people? Just farm-related people, people from town, young, old, what do you got?
I'd say a variety of people come and work there. We've got high school kids, we've got college kids, we've got, the retired folks that are looking for just some extra money,
part-time work,
something to do during the day, they come there and work. And I got to say they're all my favorites because I love all those groups. They all bring something great to the table that we can use every single day.
What's a retired person bring to the table that you like, that you really like?
Experience.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What kind of experience?
All of their life experiences and the way they got to where they are when they're sitting there for an interview, like what they have encountered, relationships in terms of employment that they have built for several years in some of those cases. We've got someone there right now that has, worked on a barge for 30 plus years and then he came to work retail, just for, something to do. And, that's just one example of all the different kinds that we have going on.
The retired people that come back and work, are they, I'm just going to assume, I don't know, are they better at showing up all the time whenever they're needed, or are all your people that way?
Yeah, I would say yes and no.
A little more reliable?
Yeah, they could be. Yeah, they could be at times. I would say the group of younger folks we have there, they also do. For the most part, everybody, does good. I couldn't say it's just the retired people, but yeah, I mean, they know they've worked a job before at that age. So they know the importance of dependability and the reliability that other employees have on them. And so, yeah, they know the importance of showing up every day.
Farm and Home Supply is, it's kind of an in-between. It's 'cause how many stores are there?
There are 15.
Where did they start?
They started in Quincy in 1960.
I see.
And it's a very small family-based.
Started in 1960.
Yeah.
That's when this radio station started.
Oh, wow.
1960.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And so we still only have one, though.
Oh, okay. Maybe more to come.
How many stores before Jerseyville was landed?
There were only two. Quincy, obviously, was the first one. And Jacksonville was the second store, also known as Midland Farm and Home. I think they still refer to that at, you know, and today, locally. Uh-huh. But they were number one, and number two were number three.
Number three.
Yep.
Okay. And when was that built? Jerseyville store, do you remember?
This is a trivia question that I sometimes ask my kids for prizes. So I think it was late 70s. I have to, I'm trying to remember for sure, but I want to say it was like 1978.
Yeah. So Farm and Home Supply, the store, is kind of an in-between. It's not local, mom and pop.
Right.
And it's not the big box, nationwide.
Yeah. Right. Correct. Yeah.
It's about as local as you can get.
Yeah, exactly. Without being too big.
Yeah. And, Farm and Home Supply, and that's pretty much what they have. Everything.
Yeah.
Farm and Home.
I mean,
it's a long list of items. You got clothing there?
We do. We have a huge category of clothing for men, ladies, kids.
You were saying something about that makes you a little bit unique, okay,
than
maybe the big box stores.
Yeah.
Is that you have some private label brands. Can
we
you
do.
Talk about that a little
sure,
bit?
Sure, absolutely. Private label brands are some that are just local, to our type of farm store category when you look at the big picture of retail. Those private label brands are something that are only unique to Mid-States stores. We are affiliated with Mid-States, we have tons of I think we're up to like 13 or 14 I think of these private label brands, and they're all over our whole store. Just a few to speak would be like in our clothing department, we have Noble. It's a huge category for us. We've taken more ownership in that brand. ThreadGrid is also another one in clothing. We have Outdoor Living for sporting goods and camping and chairs. We have Harvest King, which is a big, huge automotive.
Harvest King.
Yeah,
I see a
Harvest
lot of
King.
That.
Mm-hmm. And our pet department, because everybody loves pets. There's Heartland Harvest and Main Street Pets are both two private label brands that we have there. So they're not... you can't find those just anywhere. Those are only unique to our stores.
Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Melissa McAdams with me, the store manager at Farm and Home Supply. Started there, been there 22 years, worked her way up. Now she's running the joint and, it's doing well. The one thing, that you have that's kind of unusual. You sell chickens. You sell chicks, right?
Chicks are
just
in.
Chicks, not chickens, just chicks.
Chicks.
Chicks are hot.
Chicks are here, and
yeah,
chicks
like,
are moving.
Like eggs are up, and everybody's buying their own chickens.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and so how many chickens do you get in? You know, like a dozen chickens, two dozen chickens? How many chickens?
Well,
chicks.
Chicks, right. Yesterday was our first delivery of spring 25, and we got roughly around 400 birds, and we probably got about, I'd say 15 to 18 varieties.
Uh-huh.
And probably by the time I left around 5 o'clock last night, we were down to less than 50.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Gone.
So we had quite a crowd waiting for those baby chicks to come in. They're a couple of days old. They come from a place, it's called Hoover Hatchery, and they travel being 1-2 days old all the way to us. And yeah, they are, people come in and they're ready for chickens.
Yeah. I was in the chicken business. I was in the egg business.
Okay.
About 10 years ago.
Okay.
My friend of mine had some, he had chickens and he had his own eggs. And I'm like, I want to do that.
Yeah.
So I built my own little chicken coop.
Oh.
And I pulled it around on my property.
Yep.
So they could have fresh grass.
Of course.
You know.
Because they tear it up pretty fast.
Yeah. And I had about 10 hens and really enjoyed the eggs. But I ended up going out of business because when I did the numbers, I was paying like, it was costing me like $8 a dozen. So,
right.
So I got out.
Right.
But it was fun doing it.
Yes.
I enjoyed it.
My father-in-law also, has a little chicken business, if you want to call it. And he enjoys it. Yes. He collects around 2 dozen eggs a day.
We get fresh eggs delivered to our house, once a week. And I love it. Yep. I just love those fresh eggs. Yeah. They are so good.
They are. They are great.
You guys sell guns.
We do. We do. We have a large variety of guns.
And nobody else. Where's the closest gun store?
I think at our store, our location in Alton, I believe is the closest one. Would be the next one here to Jerseyville.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of cool. And you have a pretty good selection.
We do. We carry, we have a huge selection of handguns, anywhere from 380 to 9 to 40 millimeter. We have.
Well, you got shotguns.
We do.
You got rifles.
We do.
You got pistols.
Yeah.
You got big pistols.
We're talking like Winchester and.
Yeah, you got the name brand.
Yeah.
And you sell all new, and you sell ammo.
We do.
All kinds of ammo.
Yeah.
Everything you would need. And you got fishing equipment.
Oh, yeah. Tons of fishing.
Tons of fishing equipment.
Being 15 minutes from a river, it kind of helps.
Yeah. And how about archery?
And you got live some bait.
You have live bait?
We have live bait. Yep.
Worms?
Yes. Yep.
Is there anything besides worms? Fish? Got little fish?
We do. We do. We have a few frozen.
Do you sell stink bait too?
We do.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Do you keep that at the very end of the store?
I wish.
Out of the way?
I wish. It's actually right up front now. And
you can still smell it even if it was in a container?
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Yeah,
but I feel like at times it is, but it's not terrible.
And mowers, tools.
Yeah.
And you have all kinds of different small equipment, right?
Yeah.
I mean, anything to do with lawn and gardening.
Oh, yeah. We have tillers.
Tillers. Yeah. All mm-hmm. that stuff. I even saw, small four-wheelers or items like that, little mini bikes.
They're mini Jeeps we have.
Mini Jeeps, mm-hmm. things like that.
Yep. Mini bikes for sure.
How do you keep the kids off those things?
Well, you just, when they come in with their parents, they come in and they sit down on those things and they just have the biggest smiles on their face.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, boy, I hope they don't fall off, but they're just so happy. And mom and dad or grandma, grandpa, they're looking at those kids and they're smiling too. So it's like, it's okay.
Well, it's a photo op time.
Exactly.
And then maybe just buy that little scooter.
By the way. Yeah.
Yes. I know one thing, you handled DeWalt tools.
We do.
And I'm a big DeWalt fan.
Yeah.
In fact, recently, last time you had a DeWalt cell, I bought a few items for my wife because I like to give her the best equipment she can.
Of course.
Yes, because she's taking over the mowing. I got her a good weed eater. Now, I had a weed eater and I got her a few other items. Now she wants a battery powered, blower so she can blow.
Those are
and
really
I'm gonna
nice.
I'm going to do it for her. I think she's got a birthday coming up.
Happy birthday, huh?
But you got another DeWalt sale coming up.
We do have a DeWalt sale coming up on the 3rd of March. It starts this Monday. We have all kinds of little special deals coming.
Yeah, well, give me one special deal.
Give
me your best special deal.
The best special would probably be the one that's most successful that really is a great deal is buy a select DeWalt Bear tool, which means doesn't come. It's just the tool itself.
Just the Bear tool.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you receive a 5 amp hour battery for free.
Well, that's good.
It's a huge because that's about $179 value
battery?
For free that you're getting with the tool. So you're just buying the tool and the battery comes free.
How can you guys do that?
It's
like Christmas time. You want to give your products away? Or
right.
What?
We just partner up with DeWalt. They're a good company to be partnered up with. And they're able to work this out together with Farm and Home.
Well, you got 22 stores.
We have 15 locations.
Oh, 15 locations.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you've been there 22 years. 22. Oh, that's where the 22.
Well, that's where those numbers. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. So you got that many locations. So you can make a pretty good deal with DeWalt.
We do. We do. And they... it just keeps growing every year. And this is a proven winner for us, and it's done really well.
Oh, and you can't beat it.
Yeah.
Now, everybody wants a tool, new tools.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you got to have them.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just, you know.
I was told DeWalt even carries a battery operated glue gun for the, you know, for crafters or whatever you want to glue. And I think that's pretty cool. We don't have that yet, I don't think, but we might.
I don't even know what you call this tool, but I bought this tool that has like a little blade that comes out and it goes back and forth real fast and you can like cut anything with it in hard to get places.
Okay.
I don't know what the name of it, but it vibrates, you know, and it just, you know, it's a lifesaver in certain situations. So you got to have one of those.
Hard to reach areas.
Yes.
Gotcha. Cool thing for DeWalt too is on that next Saturday, if you spend $25 on DeWalt items, you will receive a bucket that has DeWalt on it on one side and Farm and Home on the other, and it's a bright yellow bucket nobody can misplace.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's great.
Saturday.
I could misplace it though. Okay, what else you got? We're getting close to the end of our interview here, so if you got anything else, kind of get words of wisdom, any big sales you got to let people know about that's coming up. Anything.
We have, everybody should stay tuned to, our website. We have no tax.
No sales. Tax.
Yeah. That's a good one.
And you put it on your sign.
We do.
And you post it online. Yep. And we probably need to advertise that here on the radio.
Yeah.
And let people know.
Yeah. No tax is nice.
No tax. Love no tax.
Everybody wants to have tax free, right?
That's right. I do.
Yeah, me too.
Well, Melissa, thanks so much for coming in. Keep doing the great work. How many years you got left there at Farm and Home? Another 25?
At least.
Okay.
At least. All maybe right. 50. I don't know.
Well, you take care, and we'll see you at the store.
Okay. Sounds great.